Let's squeeze in one more question here on the land and the book. At the time of the rapture, will children who have not reached the age of accountability be raptured? Is there any scripture to answer this?
Yeah, I don't know of any scripture that directly answers that question, but I see two passages that might indirectly help. The first is 1 Corinthians 7:14. There Paul tells believing spouses who are married to non-believers that if the partner's willing to remain married, they are to stay married. And one reason was because of the impact on the children. He says, otherwise your children would be unclean, but as it is, they're now holy. What it suggests is that the children of believers are set apart in some way because of the believing spouse. Now, I can't press that too far, but it does seem to suggest that there is some way God treats them special. The second passage is Matthew 24:19. Jesus describes the middle of the tribulation, and he talks about pregnant women and nursing mothers, which tells me that women are going to continue having children. So the question is, if God would take away all children before the age of accountability, why would he choose then to take some at the rapture while leaving others unborn immediately afterward? Ultimately, I leave it in God's hands, remembering Abraham's words to God in Genesis 18, "Will not the judge of all the earth do right?"
And that's a look at questions here on The Land and the Book. We're up next. We're going to hear from Charlie and his devotional. Stick around.